So Draupadi five sons were killed. Five sons by five husbands. You know the history of Draupadi. She had five husbands, which is forbidden nowadays. Although in some hilly districts, still the system is current that one woman has got five or six husbands. This practice was there even in high circle, that is now forbidden. Devarena sutapatri kalau pancha vivarjaya. Don't try to imitate Draupadi. That is not allowed in this age. Asvamedham gavaramam ప్రపంచం దేవునైన సుఖోత్పత్తి కలవు పంచుడు వద్ద సో when Draupadi was gained by Arjuna, the five Pandavas were in the forest, in forest. So, when they came to their mother in jubilation, they exclaimed, "Mother, we have got a very nice jewel." The mother said, "All right, my dear sons, enjoy it for all of you." Right. So on the order of mother, they accepted Draupadi as a common wife. But that does not mean she had many sons, only five sons. By the five husbands, one son. That is also under system, not competition, that each husband will produce dozens of sons. No. So, when the mother understood that her sons were killed, certainly she was very, very unhappy. మాతా శిశునామ నిధనం సుతాన నిషమ్మ ఘోరం పరితప్పమాన లెవెంటి దట్ ఈస్ న్యాచురల్ సో తదా దుజగ్ బాష్ప కొరాకులాక్షి టియర్స్ జస్టై తాం శాంతాయం పసిఫై ఆహ Kiritamali is Arjuna. So, they are directly connected with Krishna. Draupadi's another name is Krishna. And still, they had to suffer the material pains. Not that because one is Krishna conscious, there will be no material suffering. Actually, those who are Krishna conscious, there are no material suffering. Although it appears that they are suffering, they are not suffering. We can accept any so-called suffering and accept it as mercy of Krishna. They never take it as suffering. Tattena kampasu sumikshamana bhunyana eva atmakritam vipam. The devotee, when he is in suffering, so-called suffering, he accepts it as the mercy of Krishna. Tattena kampa. And he rather thanks Krishna that I had to suffer many more times, but you have minimized it, giving me little suffering. So it is your mercy. And if anyone gives on that attitude, everything taken as Krishna's mercy, then he is guaranteed to go back home, back to God. Mukti padesha dayadha. Dayavahat means he is going back to home, back to Godhead. He is exactly like the inheritance of property by the son. Mukti padesha dayavahat. So we should learn from the Pandavas that Krishna was always present with them. Still they had to suffer so much material tribulations. So they were never unhappy. Neither they requested Krishna that, "My dear friend Krishna, you are always with us. Still we had to suffer." Never expressed that. That is pure devotion. never try to take any benefit from Krishna. Simply try to give benefit to Krishna. Do not take any benefit from Krishna. This is pure devotion. Perhaps you know that once upon a time, Rupa Goswami desired that if I would get some nice foodstuff, I would have invited Sanatana Goswami and cook some nice food. He desired it. They are living in Vrindavan, here and there under the shade of a tree. They had no stock, nothing. So, one very beautiful girl came and offered rice, dal, ghee. She said, Baba, we have got some festival. In this country, they address saintly person as Baba. So, she offered so many things, and he immediately invited Sanatana Goswami. They are living separately. And Rupa Goswami was very good cook also. So he prepared very nice preparation and offered to Sanatana Goswami prasadam. So Sanatana Goswami astonishingly inquired, but where you caught all these nice things in this forest? So he told the whole story that in the morning I desired, and just a few little time, and one very beautiful girl came and offered this ingredient for. So after hearing the description of the beautiful girl, Sanatana Goswami could understand that she was rather so immediately, he chastised Rupa Goswami that you have taken service from Radharani. This is not good. We are trying to give service to Radharani, and you have taken service from Radharani. So this is Vaishnava consideration. They are firmly determined not to bother Krishna with anything, simply to serve. Anukulyena Krishnanasana. Similarly, Krishna also finds opportunity when to serve his devotees. This is the reciprocation. The devotee wants to serve Krishna without any return. And Krishna also wants to serve devotee whenever there is an opportunity. This is the transaction of love. Not to take anything for return. Asmishta ba padratam vinastama barmahatam karotama adarsana yatha tatha va vidadhasulam pato matrananathas. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching that from Krishna's side, he may do whatever he likes. That is full surrender. Still he is my master. He is no somebody else. He is still my worshipable master. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Manasa deha veha jo kichu moro pat vino tuva pade danda kishor. Nanda Kishan is Krishna. So, this is full surrender. My dear Nanda Kishan, whatever I have got, now I am offering everything to you. Oh, what I have got? Manasa deha veha. I have got my body, I have got my mind, and a so-called home, or a wife, or the two children, what I have got. Everything is offered to you. Manasa deha veha jo kichu. This is full surrender. Now he says, Maravi Rathavi Jai Thakva. I am surrendering to you everything. Now, if you like, you can save me, or if you like, you can kill. This is full surrender. So these Pandavas are the best example, and better than the Pandavas, there are other devotees, and the topmost surrender devotee are the gopis. There is no more higher exalted devotees than the gopis. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended that the gopis, Ramakati Upasana Vrajavadhu Bhargavi Jakul. There is no better type of worshipping Krishna than the method by which gopis worship Krishna. Their love was so intense that they did not care for any family, any honor, or any prestige, none. That is the highest, topmost loving state of Krishna. And Krishna also loved the gopis so much so that Krishna asked them that you cannot expect any return from me for your ecstatic love. I cannot. It is beyond my power. So they purchased Krishna. And the topmost gopi is Radha. So we should not consider these gopis' dealings with Krishna as ordinary material dealings. It is not that. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitavi sadhuja eva nirudupatayata. The gopis are expansive of Krishna's pleasure potential. That is described by Srila Jiva Goswami. Radha Krishna Pranaya Bhikiti Alladini Sakti Asma. Alladini Sakti. Krishna has got the pleasure potential. Prasa Sakti Dividaiva Syate. He has got multi energy. In the Vishnu Purana it is also said, Parasa Brahmana Sakti Sadvedam Makhilam Jagat. Whatever you see that is display of the potencies, different potencies of the Supreme Personality of God. Despite the sun is 93 million miles away from this earthly planet, still we are getting heat and light, energy of the sun. Similarly, Krishna is in the Goloka planet. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. That is Krishna's energy. Although he is in the Goloka planet, which is the topmost planet in the spiritual world, you cannot estimate how far the spiritual world is from this material world. From material calculation, they say it takes about some 40,000 of years to go to the limit of this universe. Then beyond that universe, there is the spiritual world. Para tasmatu bhava anna, another nature. Bhaktya, bhaktya, sanatana. Then you pass through the spiritual world, Brahma Jyoti. There are innumerable, unlimited number of Vaikuntha planets. Then above all of them, there is the planet Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna resides. It is said in the Brahma Sangita, গোলকনামনি নিজে ধাম নিকালে তৎসাম গোলকনামনি নিজে ধাম দ্যাট ইজ কৃষ্ণাস পার্টনার প্ল্যানেট গোলক বৃন্দাবন গোলক নাম নিজে ধাম নিকালে তৎসাম দেবী মহেশ হরিধাম সুতে সুতে দ্যাট আর আর প্ল্যানেট ইজ স্ট্যান্ড হরিধাম বৈকুণ্ঠ ধাম দেন দিস ইজ দিস মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড দেবী ধাম and between the Goloka, between the spiritual world and material world, there is Goloka naam nilja dhaam ikali tapasya devi mahesha dhaam. So there are so many states of planetary system. Each planet is full with living entities. Spiritual planets, they are full of living entities, they are all liberated, nitya mukta. And those who are within this material world planets, they are nitya bandha. Nitya bandha, nitya mukta. There are two kinds of living entities. The nitya bandhas are only few. But the nitya mukta are many, many. This material world is only 1/4 energy of the creation. The 3/4 energy is in the spiritual world. And here, in the 1/4 energy, there are innumerable universes. And each universe is full with different types of planets. And each planet is full of living entities. But these rascals, they say, there is no living entity, it is sand and rock. So this is not the fact. You have to understand from the basic literature about the planets, where this planet is existing, where is spiritual world, where is material world, all informations are there. Don't speculate and simply think that this planet is full of living entities, all other planets are better. This is most unusual argument, there is no meaning. But we are not concerned with that. We have got our own information from the Vedas. So Krishna's pastime is going on. Somewhere or elsewhere it is going on. Therefore these pastimes are called Nitya Lila. Nitya Lila Prakash. These Vrindavan Lila is Nitya Lila. It is going on continuously, somewhere or other, within this material world. And the spiritual world, it is permanently there. So the Pandavas, they are associates of the Nitya Lila. They are not ordinary human beings. Wherever there is Krishna Lila, they go. Therefore Arjuna asked Krishna that how can I believe that you, first of all, many millions of years ago, you spoke this philosophy to the Sun God. So Krishna replied, Bahuni me janmani, what is that verse? Bahuni me vititani janmani tapajari. Arjuna, both you and me, Vaikuntha, and we have passed through many different lilas, but you have forgotten, I didn't. That is the difference between God and the divinity. They cannot be equal. We forget the Mayavadi philosopher. They put this argument that because we have forgotten, now, in Maya, we have forgotten that we are God.
So what kind of God is if you forget? God never says, I forgot. Krishna says, Vedaham Samitishan. I know past, present, future. So where is the question of forgot, forget? If somebody forgets, that God is different from the God who does not forget. Therefore you have to accept too. Immediately you have to accept Vaishnava. One forgetting God and one not forgetting. You cannot accept one that is not possible. And that is the fact. That's why Krishna says that I remember when I spoke to Son God, you have forgotten. So there are two. Similarly, Krishna's another name is Achyuta. He never falls down from his position. And if we fall down from the position, therefore we are not at the same level. We may have some power, and we can claim that I am God. That we can claim, but not that God, like Krishna. Therefore, two words are there. Ishara, Parameshwara. The Brahma Sanghita that which is described, that Ishara, there may be many, but not Parameshwara. Parameshwara is one. Ishara, Parama, Krishna. So these Mayavadis, they forget this, that Ishara, Parameshwara, there are two words. Atman, Paramatma, there are two words. So, they are not equal. And Krishna says, Matra Parataram Nanya. He is the supermost, Ishara. Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetananam. Although both of us are Nitya, Itana, and living entities, still there is difference. He is supreme living entity, we are Sabhavina. Prabhu and Anu. Vibhu and Anu. This philosophy is perfect, and anyone who accepts this Mahabharata philosophy, that the God and living entity are on the same level, they have got four fundamental knowledge. Thank you very much.